This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to get to some of your comments, but I just have to open with this one thing because I just want to lighten it up a little bit because, you know, I'm just looking at the news and it's just negative and just kind of scary and it's just frustrating. And I think this is beyond what headlines do and what media try to do for clickbait. I just think, you know, the world is going to hell. That's just me. And I really want to be optimistic. But in the midst of all this, we have one of the worst holidays coming up. One of the holidays I hate the most, as you guys all know, is Valentine's Day. I think it is the worst holiday in the world. I'm not a fan. I think it just, you know, it drives people crazy. It puts undue pressure on partners, you know, to get gifts. And if they're gift that they get, let's say, you know, your partner is at work and you send flowers and it's a vase. I don't use vase. Are you supposed to use vase? There's a vase. I learned a vase, okay? There's a vase with flowers. You spend out $150 on a bouquet of flowers and apparently it comes out really, really small because of shrinkflation. And then somebody else in the office got a bigger bouquet. Now your bouquet looks small. And she even needs to hide it. And you're like, I'm out $150 all because of a stupid holiday. I'm just not a fan of Valentine's Day. Well, I mean, you might be able to get away with a different sort of gift. Build-A-Bear. I don't know if you guys saw this. I found out about this over the weekend. I thought this was fascinating. Build-A-Bear, the little childhood teddy bear thing. And I was never big on teddy bears. You know, I couldn't sleep with a teddy bear. I didn't like stuffed toys. You know, I liked having my kitty cats and my dog. But to talk to an inanimate object that just stares at you. See, I would like Ted. You know how Ted talked back? That would be cool. But a stuffed toy that just kind of sits there and you have to dress them and burp them. That's why I never liked dolls. I never really played with dolls when I was little. I just didn't like that stuff. Give me a Transformer. Give me a Light Bright. Let me play Mr. Mouth. I thought that stuff was cool. A big wheel. Give me a big wheel and I'm golden. But for those of you that do like teddy bears, and I'm not judging. I mean, you know, you think they're cute. You like to decorate it. The Build-A-Bear, which is for little kids, where you have parties and they stuff the bear and then they dress the bear and everybody gets to take a bear home and it costs the parents almost $100 a kid. I don't know what it costs now. Now they have grown-up, sexy, horny bears. And it's called the After Dark line. It's called Build-A-Bear After Dark. And I'm looking at some of these. They're in the Hugh Hefner Playboy sort of silk robe. You see champagne. They're on a bearskin rug. Now, you can't buy the bearskin rug. You buy the bear. But the bear does come with boxers, or I think you have to, I think it's $4 for the boxers. And the boxers are satiny, have little hearts. And I guess Build-A-Bear is doing this in hopes that their customers get hugged, okay, hugged, in quotes. All right, so if you want to get a hug or be hugged, Build-A-Bear is offering an array of adult-themed plush toys. I'm looking at one. Where there's a bear sitting there in his boxers, and he has a cape, a red cape and devil ears and a trident, and he's sitting next to a bottle of champagne. So I don't know, is that the way younger people now kind of tell each other they want sex? Am I missing something because I'm middle-aged? I mean, us Gen Xers, we're like, do you want to have sex? But maybe the millennials and the Zs, I don't know, maybe they like to do the, all right, well, here's a bear, and the bear is in his underwear, so that means I want to be in my underwear. I don't get it. I'm not turned on by it. So the collection of bears is sold online. They do limit access to adults only. When I went to the online site to look at this, I had to click that I was over 18, right? Yeah, because that's not dirty. It's just they're obviously not bears that they want kids to buy. There's a website for the U.S., U.K., and not all the bears are sold in both countries. Some of the U.K. ones are a little more raunchy. So Build-A-Bear says, wink, wink, our gift shop is full of gifts for adults, too. Shop Build-A-Bear After Dark for unique gift ideas that are sure to get you hugged. Some of the bears are in heart pajamas where they got hearts. And it's funny because some of them have alcohol. So I'm looking at one bear. He's in slippers. He's in what looks like pajamas. And then he's holding a mixed berry seltzer. Don't bears like honey? They should have maybe done like a honey seltzer. Okay, that's not sexy. Seeing some, so they're holding like a beer or a seltzer, that's not really sexy. Then you have one that has his big heart mane flowers and is wearing nothing but his boxers. Like I said, you can get the boxers for $4 or satin, but they only fit a bear, Personally, I think they're cute enough. I'd like to buy my husband one in his size, but they only sell it for the bear. And then they show one bear in a robe, boxers with a champagne, like a little champagne flute cut out, and a champagne bottle upright, and it's called Bab. I can't read more. And it's just lying there on its side trying to look all sexy. So obviously Build-A-Bear wanted to be creative and power to them. You got Valentine's coming up. You have people that really don't know how to express themselves because they've been wearing a mask. So maybe, because they can't really do the facial expressions or the mouth expressions that some people do. I mean, like some people, they use their tongue or whatever. I don't know what sort of cat calls they do these days. They could at least use a bear. No condoms were sold. You can't get that accessory. But you can get a blindfold that says love. So you could blindfold the bear. I don't know. Something is just so creepy about it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and Jason. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay. All right. So, Finn wrote, we probably would go to war, and America doesn't care because America are sheep. I don't disagree. I think some people are acting like sheep. I get that. I think people will care. I think once they get cyber attacked, I think people think, okay, it's across the pond, or it's far away, you know, it's not going to affect us. If, God forbid, Russia does invade or we do decide to go to war with Russia or China, you know, you're going to notice it because you won't be able to access your Netflix. You won't be able to access your Facebook or your TikTok. And so I think once people feel it, then they might. But interesting about the sheep, you keep hearing Americans are sheep. They're going to you know, be just like what happened during the Holocaust, where people just got, just, you know, walked onto the trains and got sent to the concentration camps. And, you know, it's sad because, you know, with my family, their guns were taken away. And so they couldn't fight back. And when you have, you know, somebody pointed a gun to your kid, you're, you know, there's you know, only so much you're willing to do. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, if God forbid that ever happened to me, man, I would just go all like eat poop. I can't say it on air. And I would just, yeah, but, you know, hey, you got a baby behind you? Now what do you do? And so, you know, I think we're starting to see what these trucker convoys, and we're starting to see what these kids protesting mask mandates, that they don't like that sort of stereotype or that label of them following blindly. Okay, now we have to be careful, okay? We don't want to, you know, it's like, what, are you chicken? And then, you know, then you fall for that. You're like, oh, I'm not chicken. You know, I don't want people to fall for it going, okay, well, you know, if you are abiding by these, now you're this. We don't want to do that, okay? You know, we don't want to, like, if you're not with us, you're against us. We don't want that. We want people to make their own decisions. And that's what some of these truckers were saying through this trucker convoy. Like, look, we're not anti-mask. We're not anti-vaccine. We just want it to be our decision, which I think is pretty logical. I mean, I don't think that's out there. I don't think anybody needs to order a psychiatric exam or anything like that. The problem is it's getting deeper and deeper, and people are doubling down. And now this campaign is going across the globe. We see it in Australia, Netherlands, in the U.S., they have a freedom convoy from California to D.C. Apparently, the Facebook page, I'm being told, had over 140,000 people on it. Can't find it anymore. Facebook took it down. I did find something, an Arizona 2022 convoy route info. I guess there's the People's Convoy is another name. And so they're trying to reach out to other states and all that, and it shows, you know, I guess the logo is the America flag and the Canadian flag, and, you know, I do not want to see unrest. I don't want to see a civil war. You know, I don't want to see people who are living in these cities, you know, not able to do what they need to do. But the reason why this is happening is because nobody's listening. You know, we're a democracy in America, and a representative democracy, meaning our representatives, our leaders, are making laws based on what we want. They're representing us. And when we've talked about the loss of democracies, it happens once the people think that their elected officials are representing them. If they think they're stealing, if they think they're hoarding, if they think it's do as I say and not as I do, it starts to eat away at the democracy. And then there's unrest, then there's revolt, then there's revolution, and then it's a mess. And so these trucker convoys are a symptom of a bigger problem. Again, I don't want the drama. I don't want iguanas falling out of trees. I don't want war with Russia. I don't want the drama. I want to get back to normal life. What was a good year? I don't know if 2018 was a good year, 2017. I don't know. But in the last few years, you know, I don't want any drama. But these convoys are something that many people think are necessary because nobody's listening. You know, the one thing I notice is these people, they think they're preaching to the choir. So they're like, oh, we are going to, you know, mandate the masks. We're going to, you know, mandate vaccines. And they think that that's what the majority of the people want. And they got a wake-up call with these school board meetings because parents are like, look, if nobody's hearing us, we're going to get loud. And then parents were called terrorists and all that. But, you know, that was a real wake-up call because they didn't realize how many people were dissenting. You know, many people thought, well, you know, Biden won the election, then that means they're okay with mandates. Yet there's a lot of Democrats that, no, they were never okay with mandates. They wore the mask, they got the vaccine, but they don't want their child forced to it, with it. And I think, you know, people are realizing that, okay, you know, maybe You know, yeah, maybe there's a majority in the House, there's a majority in the Senate, but not all Democrats and liberals are pro-mandate, just like not all Republicans and conservatives are anti-mask or anti-vaccine. Very few are. Most of us are wearing the mask, most of us got the vaccine. So what that shows is public officials are clueless. That means they have no idea who their constituents are and what their constituents want. And the truckers, God bless them, they are a sturdy bunch. I mean, they have a slew of health issues because they're away from their families for days. They're in cars for hours. They don't get the exercise. They don't get to kind of hang out at a desk and play solitaire. They always have to be on. It's exhausting because you're driving. They're responsible not only for their life, their cargo, but the lives around them on the highway and the streets. It's not an easy job to be a trucker, which is why we have a trucker shortage. And so the remaining ones, what are you doing to the remaining truckers? You're forcing them to get a shot that some of them don't want. Many of them are vaccinated. Not all these truckers are unvaccinated, but they're there because you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And that's why Americans are helping the Canadian truckers. They're a family. I've worked with truckers. Truckers are, they're the backbone of America working. I mean, if you know, those people say, yeah, we need to lock down again. Hong Kong's locked down, we should lock down. Well, the only reason why you were able to get through your lockdown is because there was a trucker that brought the food to that grocery store that stayed open, or the fast food place that stayed open, or brought supplies to the power company. You know, your lockdown wasn't a real lockdown. You got to stay home. But the only reason why that worked is all these other people were at work. So, you know, yeah, don't blow off what the truckers need. So currently, Canadian protesters, they say, have blocked the busiest international crossing in North America. Tensions are ramping up. This Freedom Convoy hindered travel Monday at the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. Canadian-bound traffic was shut down Tuesday, Michigan officials tweeted, and protests blocked traffic overnight in Alberta, Montana. So Facebook blocking their page, GoFundMe blocked their donations and are now giving donations back to everybody after those who donated, not to the truckers, after threats of investigation. But as we spoke about yesterday, there's a new fundraising site called GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo, in a matter of days, have already raised $6.3 million. They said, we are a peaceful country that has helped protect nations across the globe from tyrannical governments who oppress people. And now it seems to be happening here. So they say that it's our duty as Canadians to put an end to this mandate or these mandates. It is imperative that this happens because if we don't, our country will no longer be a country we have come to love. We are doing this for our future generations and to regain our lives back. So when you have people thinking that government is tyrannical, is Justin Trudeau listening? Is the Prime Minister listening? I mean, you know, and what's very interesting is these truckers aren't saying no vaccines ever, no masks. They're saying, look, the masks, the vaccines, long live massive vaccines, just don't mandate it. And so across the globe, you're starting to see this. And I worry because here we are, we're looking at Putin, you know, we're looking at what Russia wants to do, we're looking at what China wants to do. And if you start to have global unrest over a stupid mandate for COVID, for crying out flipping loud, we're going to be pretty vulnerable. And all these other countries that don't think they're involved in a war better get their acts together, better make sure they can unite people. Because why would anybody then want to volunteer to protect a country that they don't think is protecting them? 1-877-DOCTOR and go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new government report finds drug overdoses are costing the United States economy $1 trillion per year. The U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking found over 100,000 people have died from overdoses in the year leading up to June 2021. That's an increase of over 30% compared to the year before. The Oscar nominations for Best Picture are out. They include Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Dune, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, The Power of the Dog, and West Side Story. The 94th Academy Awards will take place at Los Angeles' Dolby Theater on March 27th. President Biden set to talk manufacturing union jobs and energy costs today. USA Radio News. The Texas rabbi who was taken hostage by a terrorist last month is urging Congress to allocate more funding to security programs.
Increasing funding for and making appropriate adjustments to the nonprofit security grant program. That would be an incredibly positive step in the right direction.
Rabbi Charlie Crichton Walker, who leads a congregation at Beth Israel outside of Dallas, was one of several religious leaders to testify before Congress on Tuesday. The hearing comes as the Department of Homeland Security issued another national terror alert bulletin warning Americans of possible copycats. Senator Ron Wyden is calling the U.S. mental health care system complicated and broken. The Oregon Democrat warning that kids are struggling mightily amid the ongoing pandemic, saying it's a mental health epidemic. His statements come as senators take a look at the mental health impacts of COVID on children and teenagers. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love New York. I could go to New York City anytime. I love it. I go there at least once, twice a year. It's one of my favorite cities. I don't know if I could live there now, you know, being older. And, I mean, I love the idea of walking everywhere. I just don't like the idea of not having a car, because after I saw the movie Independence Day, you know, and people not being able to get out of town, and remember the guy from Jurassic Park and Fly, what's his name? Oh, Jeff Goldblum, is it? Yeah, I remember he had to call his dad, you know, because his dad had a car.
And then his dad had to be able to get them, you know, out of town. And then they went to, okay. So that's the one thing that's keeping me from living in New York. Well, it was. I mean, every time I visited, the very first time I was there was in the 90s. I felt safe in the 90s. You know, things are pretty safe. I don't know if it was Giuliani. I don't know if it was some of the anti-crime, you know, laws. Or I don't know what it was, but things were a lot safer. Now, though, it's crazy, and it's frightening. A woman got stabbed on her way to work. I think they have made an arrest, and I think they did find the person that did that. There's a video of a mugger, of a woman at, thank God he didn't stab her, but she was at a Manhattan subway station during rush hour. So, again, this isn't, you know, people being 2 a.m, you know, outside or in a place that maybe they shouldn't be. These are people going to work, waiting for buses. This one was 6 p.m. at the West 163rd Street station in Washington Heights. The assailant walks right up to her. You see the video. Pulls a knife on her. Tried to grab her phone. She actually struggled. Mugger made off with her purse, which they later found, but it was all emptied out. See, I don't carry cash anymore. Now, they say an unknown amount of money was taken, and the woman was uninjured. And thank God she was able to, you know, not get stabbed, considering all the stabbings and all the, you know, crime that's going on. But I'm at the point now where I don't carry cash. I mean, I might have my ID on me, but that's about it. And maybe a credit card. If I have to pay for something, I'll put on my credit card. But I rarely now walk around with a purse. Now, mind you, yes, you know, I've had a hysterectomy, so I don't have to have tampons and things like that. I mean, and my kids are grown up, so I don't have to have gum and an extra bottle or an extra shirt in case they spit up. I mean, my purse used to be a diaper bag, and my diaper bag did get broken into. But at this point now, I mean, like when I walk around Disneyland or whatever, nothing. I don't even have a fanny pack. If I need to buy anything, I'll use a credit card. And if anybody steals a credit card, I'll call and stop it. And so I'm wondering if that's where we're going to go, because crime is just so bad. And, you know, muggings were huge, 70s, 80s, 90s. But now a lot of people, they just don't carry cash. In fact, later it's going to be, fingerprints or eye scans. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But what's not interesting is all the crimes. In fact, we're being told that anti-Semitic crimes or hate crimes have been up 300%. Now, hate crimes could be any demographic, but they say anti-Semitic crimes up 300% in January. The latest one was a Jewish man ambushed from behind. 15 hate crimes against Jewish people were reported in January. Why are they targeting Jewish people? I don't know. People hate. They hate. People just want to, you know, or is it that, you know, there's crime in an area and that just happens to be an area where you have a lot of Jews living? They say 4 days into February, the number of anti-Semitic crimes continued to rise. There was a yeshiva school bus that was tagged with a swastika graffiti. That's targeting. A Jewish man dressed in Hasidic attire was ambushed from behind. Hasidic is of an Orthodox Jew. The NYPD Hate Crime Task Force said it's investigating both incidents. So they say the Jewish community is on extreme edge, and this violence has got to stop. According to Scott Richmond, Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League of New York and New Jersey. And they said it's becoming normalized, and we simply cannot accept that as the state of affairs. And, I mean, what I'm seeing is just crime everywhere. You know, but on top of that, you know, throwing the racist, throwing the anti-Semitic, throwing that on top of it, they want to use it as an excuse? Are they trying to scare people? Is it just because people just want to hate? You know, I want to end racism. I want to end sexism. I want to end it all. But I think there's people out there that don't. They just really, really want to, you know, tribalize and you know, feel like you're different than I am or vice versa and target. Police released a video showing a suspect brutally punching the victim from behind, knocking the man's hat, the shtremel, worn by some male members of the Hasidic community, off his head. In Orthodox Judaism, you keep your heads covered at all time. And then another assault was against a Jewish person, happened in the same area. And they say attacks against visibly identifiable Jews here in New York and New Jersey have become practically a weekly occurrence. And then a yeshiva school bus, or multiple, were reported to have been targeted Friday night, spray painted with swastikas. All right, so there are people, and you could tell it's a school bus, a yeshiva school bus, because it has Hebrew on it. So, you know, that was interesting. Whoopi Goldberg had said you can't tell if somebody's Jewish. You know, so that's why she originally had said, and she apologized for it, you know, but... You know, that's where I had disagreed, because, you know, a Jewish person might wear a kippah, a yarmulke, skull cap. They might have payas. They might have the curls, the hair. They might have the long beard. They might have the coat, the hat, you know, Hebrew lettering. And so, you know, these are identifiable. And so, I don't know where New York is going to go. But the subway stations seem to be getting more and more dangerous. And remember, New York has already an issue with people not wanting to come back to work. Many companies are saying, look, you know, people don't want to come back to work because they're scared. I told you that when we had the labor shortage and the extra unemployment benefits were stopped, and understandably so, you know, I think they should have sunsetted in June of 2021, you know, rather than September. But... You know, I get Congress wants to extend it. I said, look, don't expect a whole bunch of people coming back to work, because I think there are other reasons besides this. One is, you know, many of them had free rent for a year and a half, so they're still good for a while. Others are they really like being at home, and they're fine with making less money. And like I said, they were able to save up because they didn't have to pay rent for a while. But another is, why should they go to a workplace where they have to face people bigger than them that could have a knife or a gun and tell them, I'm sorry, you have to wear a mask. Governor's orders. Or, I'm sorry, you can't take that. You didn't pay for that, sir or ma'am. People are like, I don't need that. I'd rather be home with my babies. Now, New York City is blaming some of the gun violence in Brooklyn on the drill music scene. So drill music is the subgenre of hip-hop. It's characterized, they say, by lyrics that focus on the dangers of criminal activity, but it's been around for years, and you know, a lot of rappers, they, you know, talk about they're like, you know, their lyrics will have to do with these crimes and these and you know, wiping your nose, you know, things like that. I don't want to go into all the sort of phrases that they use, but it's a very popular. I listen to rap. Some of the drill music, I not my favorite. I really like music I could sing to, but apparently New York City Police Department thinks that what it's doing is it's exacerbating. Apparently, according to New York PD Deputy Chief Joseph Galata, the music definitely inflames the situation. He said, but these are gang shootings. I think sometimes rap and the lyrics ignite cause some issues. But he said he doesn't think it's the underlying motive at the end of the day. So crime in New York City is just affecting a whole group, a bunch of different people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So heart disease is the number one killer, and it comes in various different forms. But the number one would be a heart attack, where you have a narrowing of an artery or a plaque that breaks, clogs an artery, a coronary artery that feeds the heart. If the heart muscle doesn't get blood, it doesn't get oxygen. If that heart muscle then can't then function properly, it won't be able to transmit the electrical current.
if the electrical current can't transmit to the muscle fibers and those muscle fibers can't be strong and do what they need to do, the heart can't pump. If the heart can't pump, blood can't get throughout the body, you collapse, you die. That's how my father died. And so, you know, heart disease, we've spoken about heart disease, number one killer, men and women. Risk factors for heart disease is if you've ever had a heart attack, then you're probably at risk for another one. If there's a family history of heart disease, if you smoke, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you have stress, you're obese, lack of exercise, and if, you know, there has been some talk about short stature, where people with short stature could be at higher risk. And so to minimize your risk of heart disease, don't smoke. Get your blood pressure under control. Get your cholesterol under control. Try not to become diabetic. And if you are diabetic, get your blood sugars in control. You can't change your parents, so you can't fix that. Men, women being over 55, men over 50, although it's not just an age. You know, we're seeing younger people get heart disease. But obviously, the older you are, the more at risk, especially women menopausal. So, you know, if you have blown off seeing your doctor because of COVID or because of lack of access or your doctor was closed, whatever, you know, that doesn't mean your health stops. I could keep saying on this show, you know, more people are, you know, going to be afflicted with worsening blood pressure or diabetes or cancer or whatever because they're not going to the doctor, they're not going to the doctor. Go to a doctor. Go to a medical provider. Or even start with telemedicine. But do something. Or check your blood pressure at one of these drugstores. But just because you don't have a medical provider saying you need to be here in 6 months because they're overwhelmed or they don't have their staff coming back, doesn't mean you don't need to check your blood pressure or get blood work done. Now, you can't get blood work done on your own yet. Hopefully, eventually, you do need a doctor to run it. Why? Well, if insurance has to pay for it, they want to know that there's a reason for it. And in order for them to pay for it, they want doctors to, you know, they want doctors to say, look, you know, we're doing this for a physical, or we're doing, you know, and they also want to make sure that somebody's getting the results. You know, some people will get blood tests done and they're like, well, now what does all this mean? I mean, they might understand the cholesterol numbers and all that, but there's a lot of indices on there that they may be like, so now what? And it's interesting, some people get blood work done at work, and then I'll get a call on telemedicine saying, can you explain to me what this is and what do I do? And so, you know, we're not there yet where you could do everything virtually, and I don't even think I want to go there yet, because we really do need, you know, people in person to check your heart, to check your blood pressure, to check your lungs, to pick up nuances, but we're neglecting ourselves. Now, women are infamous for neglecting themselves. Women don't think, you know what, I'm not the dude of the family. The guys get the heart attack in the family. I'm good. Women don't get high blood pressure or cholesterol. Yeah, they do. Women get high blood pressure. Women get cholesterol. Women get diabetes. Absolutely. Women are at risk for heart disease. Don't blow that off. And then some women are like, well, you know what, let me take care of everybody else in the family. I don't have time to take care of me. We think we're selfish if we take care of ourselves. It's very funny. I used to never. You know, I was like, yeah, I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't need to. And then all of a sudden I had a cancer scare, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's going to happen to my babies? And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make sure that we thought I had breast cancer. I'm going to make sure that I, you know, stay on this earth as long as possible for my babies. And I felt selfish about that, going to the doctor and getting seen and doing blood work. And, you know, but, you know, it's... That's the most unselfish thing you could do to those who you love. Now, women, we're noticing, are at higher risk of broken heart syndrome. And this isn't a boo-hoo, woe is me. This is Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. We've talked about this. Or Takotsubo syndrome. Remember in October we spoke about how a study in the Journal of American Medical Association found a rise in cases, especially women. Well, researchers are continuing to trove through data, even trying to collect more data, to find out why we're seeing more women, especially middle-aged women, to be affected by this rare cause of heart disease. So in the fall, researchers had looked at 135,000 documented cases of this Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And this ranged over 2006 to 2017. So this was pre-pandemic. And they found the majority of the cases were women, 88.3%, especially those over 50. Study authors at the time said availability of diagnosis data on greater than 135,000 cases documented over a span of almost two decades offered ample statistical power to detect not only increasing incidence of this broken heart syndrome in the U.S., but a steep increase among middle-aged to older women. This overall trend was disproportionate to that seen in other subgroups. So we had seen that actually it was surpassing men and young girls. And so why middle-aged? Why older women? According to ABC News, Dr. Noel Barry Mertz, director of the Barbara Streisand Heart Center at Cedars-Sinai, said cases have risen up to 10 times faster among middle-aged and older women than among younger women and men. Now, data is still being collected. Cedars-Sinai is looking at it, Johns Hopkins, Cleveland Clinic. But, I mean, this was, you know, much of the data was pre-COVID. I could just imagine what's going on. If somebody lost a spouse, loved one, the stress of the kids being home, them not working. In fact, there was a report that many of the jobs that got taken up were men. Maybe a lot of women aren't going back to work. Is it that they don't want to? Is it that they want to and they feel they can't? So Takotsubo, or broken heart syndrome, we've seen before where you have couples who live together for years, one loses their partner, and then they die within months, weeks, days, even minutes. The stress of the loss of a loved one puts such a strain on the heart that they're too vulnerable to withstand the injury. And the heart tries to compensate by enlarging. And we see a bulging apex of the heart of these patients. The heart actually misshapens. If you guys remember when Debbie Reynolds lost her daughter, Carrie Fisher, one day prior, then she became ill herself with a possible stroke. One report said her last words are, "I want to be with Carrie." And so people think that maybe she might have had broken heart syndrome as well. So with broken heart syndrome, you have stress hormones, a rush of stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, paramount stressors like losing a child, spouse, or even stress of the pandemic. You could get chest pain, shortness of breath, blood pressure changes, the heart enlarges to compensate for the low output because the heart enlarges. Now the rhythm isn't as consistent. You could have an arrhythmia. You could go into heart failure, cardiogenic shock. Why? The heart's not pumping. So, if you don't have arteriosclerosis or clogging of the arteries, then you don't really bypass the blood vessels. You don't have to clear out the arteries. But we would then have to treat you as a heart failure patient. Diuretics, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, because we need to reduce the workload on the heart. If a heart attack did occur during this, then we would do the heart attack treatment. So we got to avoid stress. We got to avoid alcohol, tobacco, allow people to grieve, and don't feel guilty if you lose somebody you loved, okay? You can't take that on yourself, because I think that puts you into this broken heart syndrome. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.